Our next item is subdivision 2005-14, the communities at Beaver Creek LLC as a final.
The final record plan for a 154-lot cluster subdivision. Preliminary approval for 154 lots was granted March 1st of 2006. If you're favorable towards granting final approval, a time extension would also be needed. If an extension is granted, it should be retroactive to the anniversary date of the preliminary approval. And if it were granted, it would be valid until March 1st of 2008. The final plan complies with the subdivision ordinance and the conditions of approval, and we have received all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Mr. Abbott.
Okay.
Is there a reason why so much time has elapsed since they should have been back to us in March of 2007?
I can't answer that. All the approval letters I send say preliminary approval is valid for 1 year.
Is there a way we can communicate with the developer our displeasure?
Is there anyone here with an interest in subdivision 2005-14? Sir, would you mind coming up and... You would please introduce yourself. We need your name and your place of residence.
Sure. My name is Richard Clendaniel. I reside at 27433 Covered Bridge Trail in Harbison, Delaware.
All right, sir. You have the floor, sir.
Well, my concern is with our, when we grant preliminary approval, it's typically is for a year, and then when the information isn't completed or whatever, or they don't think they're going to be completed, they typically appear before this commission and request a time extension. And my concern is why that wasn't done with this project.
Yes, sir. Respectfully, sir, I don't know the answer to that. I wasn't aware that that was required, and our engineering firm's generally been handling that, so I guess it was an oversight, the best that I can say. It's something slipped through the cracks. I was not aware of it, so I apologize, but it was not intentional. But I apologize. That's all I can say.
Well, I may suggest that you notify your engineering firm and that they communicate with our staff in terms of what their requirements and expectations are.
I absolutely will.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Well, I guess this really would be two issues. One is first whether we grant an extension as a separate motion from...
I think you need that, because if you don't, you know,
finally it's lapsed.
Moved. Yeah,
it's moved,
right.
Because
right.
It's lapsed at this point, so...
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2005-14, the communities of Beaver Creek, my motion is for approval of the one-year time extension, making it retroactive back to March 1 of 2007.
Second.
So moved and seconded to grant a one-year time extension retroactive to March 2007 for subdivision 2005-14, the communities of Beaver Creek LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And Mr. Chairman, with that motion having been approved, I move concerning subdivision number 2004-14, the communities of Beaver Creek, that this be approved as a final.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-14, the communities of Beaver Creek LLC as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.